We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Hi, this is Robert.
And I'm Ashley.
There are countless people who tell you that they're an advocate for small businesses. They all say the same thing.
The same advice, and then they say it the same old way.
On the Business Beware Show, we tell it like it is.
We won't try to explain 100 tips to make your business more profitable.
We're here to let you know that you could fire that custom monster, you should pre-qualify your customers, and we have fun while we're doing it.
Owning a small business is a roller coaster ride. Hang on and enjoy the ride with us. Good evening, and welcome to the Business Beware Show. You always have this weird look. Every time, like, whenever I say welcome to the show, he gives this weird look, and it freaks me out.
How can you tell where you weren't even looking at me?
No, I can feel it. Like, I can totally feel it. It's
that's
the weirdest
thing.
Because I'm like, Brett, you're looking at me. I don't know.
I had the sweetest thing. Look in the world time. You're mistaken.
No.
I really did.
No.
Yeah. Anyway, okay. Yeah. You have to believe me.
Yeah, it's like you're waiting for me to tell you some big news or something.
Well, lay it on me.
Well, actually,
it's got to be something big.
I know. Well, actually, I do have something very interesting I came across today, and it has to do with Staples. Which, are you familiar with what Staples is?
It's an instrument that you use to connect two pieces or multiple pieces of paper together.
Okay, thanks, small business. Not tools, but okay. Anyway, for anybody who doesn't know what Staples is, which I'm sure most of you do know, it is like Office Depot, and it has the office furniture, supplies.
I think they
else.
Own all of them now. I think Staples bought them all.
Oh, didn't they?
Yeah, I think so.
You mean, oh.
Oh,
okay.
Office Depot and Office Max,
gotcha.
All of them.
Okay.
Some of you are not old enough out there to remember all those, but I think they've bought them all.
Oh, okay. Well, interesting. I just learned something else new, so that's interesting. Well, okay, so Staples has announced a new way to make better use of its stores. Can you guess what it is?
Buy more stores.
Actually, no. But what they're doing is they're taking a huge part of each store with their workspaces, and they're starting in Boston, and they're going to create workspaces for small business owners.
So that's interesting.
Half the store will be retail, and then half the store will be they'll have free Wi-Fi access, private phone rooms, conference rooms, and workspaces, like a work bar facilities thing. So
didn't we report on? Oh, it's been months ago about, like the little workstations, how you have individual offices for
like
people, where you rent them and everything.
Airbnb
where they have,
or
yeah,
uh-huh,
something like
yeah.
that. So it's kind of the same concept, isn't it?
Except for
now they can look at how they can market it.
Right.
Because
of
all the locations they have.
Well, that's
And they
it.
Have everything sitting there. You don't have to go buy anything unless you need it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I need one paper clip, you think they'll sell it to me?
Probably.
What about staple?
You sit on that couch, so you got to buy it.
What about one pen?
Yeah, maybe.
This could go on forever.
Well, and the funny thing is,
like an inch of tape.
The reason that they're doing this too is because they have like a 50% decline in their retail sales.
Right. We were talking about that a few months ago about
right
how much of a decline. And don't you think that's because of all the online buying?
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Which I know they offer online purchases too,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, there's so many others besides them,
right?
That where you can buy. Buy office supplies and get it sent to your house, and whoop, there it is.
Basically. Well, and like, for example, okay, with a shop, with mm-hmm. stuff that I shop around with all kinds of stuff, seeing like, what was better for, because if you have to buy bulk of stuff, I mean, it works, but then it's like, okay, so I need, let's say, 5 things of tape, and mm-hmm. I've got to buy 30, and I only need,
right.
And it's
it might take you 2 years to use all of
them. Well, maybe only a few
Unless you
months,
get mad at me.
Yeah, but I mean, it kind of is one of those things. I compare all the different stuff, but then I go, okay, Amazon Prime, I can free shipping, get it in 2 days,
right?
And then it's still cheaper to get it this way, or you know, because a lot of small businesses are putting their stuff on, or small warehouses are putting their stuff and, you know, shipping it off of there. So right. I mean, I think that we've been talking about that for a while, where we think like Amazon, and of course they're the biggest, obviously, but right. Other
they're gonna
online,
start dropping it with little helicopter things now.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, in like Atlanta, and I think there's a few other cities who actually have it, like you go, okay, I want my ink tonight by like 9 o'clock. They'll have it there by tonight at 9 o'clock. So there's only a few select big cities that do that so far, but I think they're trying to do like even more or whatever. So anyway, but I think that's where it's going. So, you know.
It's going to look like the Jetsons, Ross.
I know.
All the little spaceships running around dropping stuff off.
I know. You know, the Jetsons, as long as we don't have to have a pill for our food, and that's it, because I enjoy the food too much.
You know,
can I say that?
You probably could lose weight.
That would be like a diet pill. No, I just thought it was very interesting about Staples doing that. And I wonder, it kind of makes me wonder how many more places are going to start doing this, because, I mean, everywhere you see is like the entrepreneurship is growing because of, you know, being able to be mobile. And being able to, you know, you have an iPad, you have a MacBook, or you have your phone, and you go, hey, I run my whole business off of this one phone, basically.
Well, just like, you know, when you go to, one of my things I like to go to is like gun shows and stuff. And, you know, if you purchase something, I mean, because there's so many vendors in one building, they're off the Wi-Fi, and they've got their iPhone or their other phone, you know, Windows-based phone, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they take their card reader, swipe your card right there on their phone, and have you sign it with your finger, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you're off and running.
Yeah.
And you know, I was talking to you the other day about, you know, even we saw where QuickBooks, you know, you could run it through your phone and everything.
Right.
And, you know, you just, I mean, there's so much out there that can be utilized. And some of it's good, and I think some of it's, you know, some of it's kind of like keeping up with the Joneses. Hey, look what I can do. You know, look what my company can do and everything. So, you know, some of it's needed, some of it's not. Some of it is kind of, I'm going to give you a perfect example. Now, I'm going to get on my soapbox here.
That's scary.
Well, like people with the iPhone watch.
Oh.
We saw some at the baseball game the other day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Lady, you were talking about the iPhone watch. And said, yeah, when you answer the thing, everybody hears you. You know, and I went,
oh, I know.
That could be bad.
Well, and it was an old guy. I mean, he had to have been like 85 years old. And he had an iPhone watch. And I thought, okay, you're cool and hip and all. But, and I'm not dissing
him. Only in Florida.
But no, I mean, think about it. Like, he couldn't hear anyway. I saw him answer his phone.
You know?
And it was like, yeah, he was yelling into it. I thought, okay, great. He can't even hear it for one.
He was at a baseball game, Ashley.
No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But, I mean, that, you know, I mean, some things are just overdone. And, you know, I am all about some cool technology, don't get me wrong. But I think some things are just done over the top where you don't have to have
brand
new stuff.
But maybe I shouldn't have brought that up. I thought it was going to be my soapbox, but I think you took over.
Well, I do remember the guy, and I just thought, my gosh, you know, if you can't hear the phone, you know, well, oh, it's not going to help you. It only talks speakerphone. So for you to walk away is not really going to help the situation.
Hey, can you listen to my phone on my arm and tell me what's being said?
Well, I mean, think about it. Like, if you're working a deal or something and someone's like talking all these details,
and
you're like,
he's working a deal. So, unless it's for medicine.
Yeah. I mean,
you know, he's pretty old.
No, I'm just saying in general, but yeah, anyway.
Yeah.
So that's, I do think, you know, some things are overdone.
He was checking out the bingo times.
It's kind of like what we talk about, like, you know, like a brand new truck or a brand new this for your company where it's like, do you really need it? I mean, it makes sense if you get a square that plugs into it and you can take online orders or orders right
there.
If you're doing
if you've got a mobile office, there's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
And I think there's some good thing. And that's what I was saying earlier was, you know, there's a lot of time that you can you know, enhance your business. But a lot of times, you know, you can go overboard and you can end up with playing with all these toys and you don't get any work done.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's a fine line. There's
oh,
a fine
yeah.
line. You know, with anything, actually.
Oh,
so.
Yeah. Well, there was something, Barbara Corcoran, who's on Shark Tank, which I'm sure most people know in the entrepreneur world.
I've never heard of her.
Mm-hmm. And, well, she said this today. She said, growing a small business into something big takes street smarts, not the kind of smarts you learn in school. Do you agree or disagree?
Do I agree? Mm-hmm. You know I agree with
well,
that.
No.
I'll take Street Smarts over Book Sense anytime. I mean, because, you know, we've talked about this before, back whenever you got out of college and everything, and you took some courses on, you know, business and management and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what did they teach you? I mean, they taught you some facts and figures and numbers in a book, and it's not the real life world.
Right.
And when you go in the real life world, I'm telling you, a lot of these programs, where, you know, and especially in learning institutions, I mean, you know, they're selling our kids a bill of goods. I don't know how else to say it. I mean, you know, they're wanting our kids now to be, you know, instead of go, you know, 4 years, they want to go 5, 6, 7, 8 years, you know, to college, and they're just selling more goods about things. And, you know, if you don't need that stuff, you need a good technical college to go a long way. That's how I feel.
Yeah. Well, I think, I mean, I learned more, obviously, when I started working in the family business. I mean, I learned, like, ins and outs of things with college and learned kind of the specialty stuff I was sticking in with the marketing, communications, all that stuff. But,
sure.
I mean, dealing with people and dealing with all that stuff, and, I mean, even that was definitely one of the things that really kind of taught me a lot.
I can tell you right now, there is no way, unless a professor brought someone in, act like a idiot to that whole class, individually, one by one, behind closed doors, can you get the feel of what customers act like out in the marketplace? There's no way.
Yeah.
Absolutely no way. And we're going to talk about that. I talked to a guy today, and one of my businesses, and he was telling me about one of the customers. We'll talk about it when we come back. But, you know, I think that's the thing that everybody needs to think about is, you know, I'll take on-job training any day. I'll take people who have that, too.
I'd agree with you.
And we'll be right back. We're going to talk about small business, I guess.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Granger. Granger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Granger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Biz Talk Radio.
Cause he gets up in the morning, then he goes to work at nine. And he comes back home at 5:30, gets the same train every time.
All right. Welcome back. You know, we've been talking about different things about small
business. You're getting so tickled at yourself.
Yeah, I'm getting real tickled myself.
Imagine that.
Different things about small business. Well, because I'm funny. And one thing that, you know, we always do like to, whenever we get some pretty cool tweets. And I was showing this one at break, and Small Business Revolution, we talked about them almost every other week. And one thing they tweeted out a few days ago said, quick growth does not always equal small business success. Take the time to lay the right foundation. And I think that's exactly what, it's really funny because there are so many people out there who want to hear themselves talk, as we kindly say about them. They like listening to their own voice. And like say some things, and I think they just say it to put it out there because, you know, they have a platform they can do that. But then there's times whenever you find some people like this, and usually their stuff's right on. I like mm-hmm. it. But, you know, lay the right foundation. And that's what we're talking about all the time because, folks, it's, you know, we can go back to the three little pigs if you don't talk about, you know, nursery rhymes or everything
else.
I'd
love to hear it.
Well, I can. I'll tell it to you later because it takes up too much time. But, you know, the foundation is everything. It is in life. It is in business. It's, you know, if you're playing sports, you know, if you're if you're a pitcher, you do some things that are fundamentally the right things to do. You're going to be a bit better pitcher. If you're a batter, you're going to do some fundamental things. If you're a basketball player, if you're shooting a free throw, if you're a quarterback, you know, the list goes on.
And I have something to go with that.
Okay.
Because when you say fundamentals, okay, with sports, mm-hmm. it's not always the showiest people who are the ones that are most inconsistent. You know what I mean? So the fundamentalists and the ones that stay consistent.
Sure.
And they build their foundation and they stick to that foundation, they keep going, right?
Well, it's like the little engine
not
that
the
could.
Well, it's not the showiest one. Like, you don't have the awesome most moves and the twists and the spins of doing all this stuff. It's the person that keeps going to the goal.
Yes.
And keeps going to the, you know what I mean?
And year after year, usually they're going to be the ones that, you know, they're the go-to person. Mm-hmm. But sadly enough, the showy one is the one that gets the attention.
They like to hear themselves talk.
Like, exactly.
It comes full circle.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk a little bit about this minimum wage that's been going through. You know, it's big political thing now, and also it's I think even today you were telling me that California and New York
signed
raised it to to 15, but it's going to go over so many years to get to 15, I think is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I think incrementally they're going to
by 2023. Oh Lord.
That's, goodness. Well, that's not that bad. I mean, I understand that, but one thing they've been talking about, of course, was raising it to $15 an hour. You know, and everybody, the question was how soon are you going to do it? Who's going to do it and everything else? And
$9 by the end of 2018.
Yeah. And, you know, that's not bad. I can agree with that. You know, before they were really talking about, you know, this really just, you know, changing it all together at one time, you know, big amounts and everything. But then I got to look and I said, you know, well, what are the, because, you know, each state goes by minimum wage and they're all different. And so, you know, I got to looking on the internet and I pulled out some figures and everything. It's really interesting. Wyoming and Georgia have the lowest minimum wage, hourly wage of any states. And you know what they are?
Mm-mm.
I told you earlier, you can go ahead and say.
I don't remember. That's how bad it is.
$5.15.
Oh, okay. No,
per hour.
It's, yeah. It's all new.
And, you know, the, you know, most of them, you know, that I see, you know, they're around $7.50, $8 an hour. New England's $9. You know, Florida was $8. Maine was $10. What's strange is it's by state, and it says D.C. is $10.50. I didn't know D.C. was a state. They act like they're a state.
Oh,
I guess maybe they're just
special. They like to hear themselves talk.
Yeah, it's kind of getting old, though. But anyway, they're, you know, they're $10.50 an hour. And I got to thinking about, you know, all the different, you know, back and forth about the different arguments for raising the minimum wage. And there's a really good article that, it's one of those that kind of like to hear themselves talk, but it's some good talking points, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of want to go over them and see what your thoughts were, because, you know, you're a different generation than I am. I can tell you that, you know, I want to preface all of this by saying, you know, if you don't make enough minimum wage, get another job.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're talking to a fellow that's worked two and three jobs most of his life to provide for his wife and three daughters. So I, you know, of course, mom says I have no mercy anyway. And,
not really.
Yeah. And
at
you know,
all.
And I guess people can tell that by listening to me. But, you know, it just gets so tired of the bickering and the fuss and everything else. I never complained whenever. I was thankful that I could have a good job my entire life, or have a business, and then I had a business on the side all the time. And so it really gets old listening to this. I think honestly it's just another way for a lot of people to depend on the government. And one of these in here is like 7 or 10 of them, whatever it is, it talks about that. And I think it's some good things to talk about. What's really funny is today I went to the post office and I had to mail something, and I was boxing it up.
That's your one outing for the week.
It was. It was. And it was exciting. I tell you, I got to see different things. I went a different way, mm-hmm. To the post office, and you know, I'm not even going there. Anyway, while I was there, nice young gentleman said, "Sir, would you like to have that box taped up?" He said, "I do a lot of, you know, shipping on eBay," and he had tape, you know, and like, you know, the wrapping and everything, you know, the mm-hmm. bubble you put inside.
Right.
And I said, "Sure, man, you know, I appreciate that." And he said, we got talking. He said, "Yeah," he said, I moved here from up north. He didn't say where. And came down here and started making minimum wage. And of course, I didn't know at that time Georgia was $5.15, you know, and
mm-hmm.
I thought, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And he said, I just couldn't make it on my own, you know, with that wage. And I think he said he's working at Publix or wherever it was, a supermarket is where he said. And he said, so I started selling things on eBay. And I got thinking, I said, that's entrepreneurship 101. That's what America's about right there. Quit your dead gum crying about the minimum wage and go do something else.
Yeah. Well,
there's options out there, folks. And it's just so, it's just another, I don't know. It's just, I don't want to get on my soapbox here.
I thought you were going to cuss. That's why I was getting.
No, I got red in the face. My veins popped out. But, you know, here's a young man. He's probably 25 years old. And I'm sitting there listening to him going, good for you. I mean, good for you. And we talked about this minimum wage thing. And he said, yeah, I just couldn't make it. He said, you know, and I said, what do you think about them trying to raise it? What's great? Got a lot of friends on minimum wage. He said, but, you know, I've told them, say, get you an eBay account. You know, have your job and sell on eBay too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but he says, I've never looked back. And, you know, he said, I make a lot more than that. He said, and I'm having fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
So it just, you know, it gets old. And I think that's something that people have to look at whenever they're, you know, making their decisions, of course, having a small business or anything else. So when we come back, We're going to continue this conversation. I'm going to calm down.
Oh, I know.
We'll be right back.
When you're a kid, monsters live under your bed. When you're a grown-up, monsters come in the mail. You know, bills. But by refinancing your mortgage with Quicken Loans, you could save hundreds of dollars each month. Money you can use to shrink those monstrous bills down to a size that's not nearly as scary. To learn how, call 800-QUICKEN today or visit us online at quickenloans.com. Here's one more thing that can help put your mind at ease. For 6 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call us at 800-QUICKEN and buy in. Again, that number is 800-QUICKEN. Quicken Loans. Home buy. Refi. Power. Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570, that's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. You know, if you have any questions for us, or you want to learn more about who we are and see some, or listen or watch some old shows, you can learn more at businessbewareshow.com or send questions to Ashley at businessbewareshow.com and we can talk about them on the show or write you back, depending upon what we decide to do. You never know with
depending on what we like do. What you're asking about.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
we don't do that.
I know.
I know.
You know, something hit me about talking about this minimum wage thing. Mm-hmm. Now, call me crazy, but
I noticed you getting up off the floor. Greg, yeah. I thought, what is she doing?
I might be a little crazy.
You really got hit, didn't you?
But, no, think about this. Okay, so by, what was it, 2023, mm-hmm. it'd be $15? Okay. Mm-hmm. By 2023, yes. Things are going to be a lot more expensive.
It's probably going to need more than $15. At least they're trying something, though.
But do you know what I'm saying? I mean, like, I don't know what the big deal. I mean, I see the big deal, but I don't, like, if they're planning that through that entire time, like, I mean, in 3 years, things are going to be crazy.
Well, here's the thing about minimum wage, and people don't understand this unless you've owned a small business. And because most of these, of course, you know, like Walmart's dealing with it, they're getting ready to raise their rate to, I think in February, they're talking about $10 an hour, you know, across the board for the lowest paid employee and everything. But I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, when they raise that to $2 an hour, you're going to pay more for your pinto beans. And for your canned goods,
right.
And for your milk, and everything else, and the consumers have to pay for it. There's no other way around it. So, and you take exponentially how many workers Walmart has, and everything.
Right.
And you know that's not only the people you see, the cashiers, not only the people you're helping you. It's the people in the background do the stocking, and you know the night people that are doing all this stuff. And the truck drivers make more than minimum wage. But you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
People like that. So there's a lot more to it than what's saying. Incrementally, you know, raising this thing every once in a while, I can agree with that. But I'm telling you, as sure as I'm sitting here, and this article that we're going to go through real quick, is it's really pretty much a, saying that it should be raised in everything. And I do agree with raising it. There's no doubt about it. But where's the top? And, you know, I think that people have to realize that you've got to, as a small business person, it should be your choice on what you pay someone. Then it's their choice whether they want to accept or not. I mean, that's a biblical principle if you want to go back into, you know.
No, I agree with that. Like, if small business, they should that's what they should do, is pass a bill where all small businesses can do their own thing. Now, you know what? If you don't want to complain about it, and you want to go over here and work for 10, and they're over here offering 15 now, then
you need to improve yourself. I mean,
sure.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If you raise, let's say you raise a minimum wage, and you know I was going to talk about this, we'll jump ahead of it. You know, you're going to raise a minimum wage, $2 an hour. Well, the thing is, and all of a sudden, you know, most of the ones who are making minimum wage, you know, as they always say, you know, everywhere, you know, the burger flippers at McDonald's and things like that. And everything, not talking bad about them, it's just the truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're being paid. Well, all of a sudden, then once you keep increasing that, then your skilled laborers have to be increased because they're going, hey, I'm not going to sit down and do this harder job when I can go over to McDonald's and flip burgers in the air condition and make just as much money, and it's not as hard as what I'm doing. So all of a sudden, then they've got to go up. Then the next tier has to go up. Then the next tier has to go up.
Right.
So that means everything goes up. So that means what you pay for goes up. And you know, it's just another way to, you know, raise everything is what it is. I'm going to go through these real quick, okay? It says top 10 arguments for raising the minimum wage. And it says, I'm not even going to do number one because it's the stupidest thing in the world I've ever heard of. Number two, job losses from raising minimum wage are negligible. And yeah, okay. I'm going to tell you right now, there's going to be some people who are going to say, you know, just like the, you know, Obamacare and insurance. Mm-hmm. There are people now who wished that they had never heard of Obamacare because now they're having to work part-time instead of full-time because if you're full-time, you have to have, you know, insurance. Mm-hmm. And it's biting them in the backside. And, you know, where's the top with all this? How much can you raise it and everything? No, this is number three.
I didn't know it was still going through. I thought the website crashed the first day and I just kind of kidding.
I tell you what, you look up how much they spent on the website, it's like $111 million. And they haven't even saved with all the people who signed up in America for health insurance with Obamacare, they haven't even saved that much money yet. So the website has cost more than the money they saved the people who signed up.
I heard that.
Typical government.
Pretty funny.
Mm. I'm getting mad again. Number three, it is a myth that small business owners can't afford to pay their workers more. That's not a myth. It's just they don't want to. There's no doubt about it. But, mm-hmm. you know, it's a family business, you know.
Right.
Number four, the value of the minimum wage has fallen dramatically since minimum wage was last raised in 2009. The price of apples went up 16%, bacon 67%. Cheddar cheese, 21%, coffee, 27%, ground beef, 39%, and milk, 21%. The minimum wage went up, zero. And I understand that. I completely agree with that. But you know what? There's a lot of people that buy things that even are on minimum wage that they shouldn't buy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's everybody.
I'm not saying milk and cheese or bacon. I'm not saying the essentials. I'm saying... I see people who, you know, and I know people who, you know, make minimum wage and they have the newest iPhone every time it comes out. And they have these things and I'm going, I didn't think you made that kind of money, you know, mm-hmm. to do it. So it just doesn't jive. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to skip down to number six.
They got to be able to have so they can call me on my cell phone.
Well, they got
phone.
To call me. That's for sure. You know, they can text me.
Well,
and
it goes to the same old thing that we talk about all the time. No matter what, if you're minimum wage, if you're a small business owner, you're this, you're that, you don't have enough money for this, and you go buy, even like buying a big old house.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, yeah, the mortgage is quite, you know, I mean, it just, it's the same old thing.
And,
people
you know,
don't
everything's gone
learn.
Up. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, my, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But the way I look at life is, you know, if you want more, you work more. It's not you complain to the fact to where I'm not making it. So, but that's a great way, you know, to improve yourself. If you know if you're in a minimum wage job, I mean, how many people that you know of in college that did internships?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they were paid nothing,
mm-hmm.
but they did it because they were improving themselves for future. Okay. Number eight, I'm going to read this one to you because it's the stupidest thing. Well, it's almost as stupid as number one, but I didn't even go into that. Number eight, worker productivity has gone up much faster than wages. Workers are already much more productive. Using the 1968 minimum wage as a benchmark, if minimum wage grew at the same rate as worker productivity, it would have reached 21.72 cents per hour. You got any comment on that? Because I'm going to rip this apart.
No, I think whatever you're going to say, I'm pretty sure I'll probably somewhat agree.
I'll explain it then. How about technology plays a big part? Since mm-hmm. 1968, don't you think that things are run a little bit better so that one person who's sitting behind or on a conveyor belt now doesn't do as much as they did in 1968 because they're pushing buttons or they're just watching something go by or all these different things. And then, you know, all the ways that we've improved ourselves since 1968. Isn't that why technology, isn't that why the productivity has gone up? Wouldn't that be the safe thing to say?
You would think so. But then again, these are articles that people write with it. Well, see, that takes me back. 2023. Okay. We're going to be having hoverboards by that time. So we are going to need a $15 minimum wage. I'm just saying.
You know, I agree with that. And that's not the issue.
I know. I'm playing devil's advocate here. Only because I'm thinking going, you know, things are going to be a lot more expensive. And I mean, it is one. I mean, okay. We look at this all the time, just like at Home Depot. Mm-hmm. We were picking up a piece of plywood the other day, and mm-hmm. I looked under it, and it said, made in China.
Yep.
And that drives me up the wall.
Sure it does. Just like, you know, we were talking about the other day about Birmingham and you know, Pittsburgh,
mm-hmm.
where, you know, it's be huge steel towns. I think U.S. Steel was in Birmingham or Pittsburgh. Well, I think it was Birmingham. But, you know, we're talking about the turn of the century companies and everything that, you know, during the Civil, you know, back to the Civil War and everything that, you know, they were these major companies in the nation and had workers and everything. Now it is cheaper to produce some of these things like plywood that we use, steel in China or somewhere like that, and ship it over to us.
That's what's insane.
And it's still cheaper.
That's
a lot of that is because of trade embargoes. And that's what Trump's talking about and everything else.
Right, I know.
It's crazy. Something's got to give.
You know, but it leads me to, because this whole minimum wage thing, a lot of farmers and produce and a lot of them are saying
they're excluded from it. Actually, farmers. Yeah.
Well, they've been talking about if they had to, they'd have to ship it overseas.
I think the biggest thing is it's shoved down our throat, and that's getting old.
Right.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Napa Know-How!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa Know-How. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
If you have sore joints, discover a breakthrough in joint health. Cosamin ASU. A unique patented formula, Cosamin ASU goes to work fast on a cellular level inside your joints. Its active ingredients are shown to inhibit specific enzymes that break down cartilage as you age, helping protect the joint cushion and cartilage important for comfortable activity. Try Cosamin ASU at Costco.com and other fine retailers.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Hi, I'm Jen London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Biz Talk Radio.
Alrighty, welcome back. During the break, actually had to actually calm me down from talking about the. She did.
I did. I backhanded him.
She did.
That, I thought about
that,
it.
That kind of woke me up. To tell
actually,
you, truth,
you know, you did something the other day, and I should have just taken my taken my shot, but I didn't.
Like Papa used to always say, you better make sure it's a good one.
Oh, I'd make it a good one.
I better
one.
Not be able to get back up.
No.
That's what he used to
It's like me that. Slapping Brian when I was in high school. He took my lunch and I'll whack him. Oh, don't take a girl's lunch, all
right? That's right.
So you look forward to.
You know, we're talking about the minimum wage, and she said I couldn't talk about it anymore. So I do have a story about, you know, how I was talking about if you don't complain about the minimum wage, just go out and get another job. You know, and add to your income in different ways. And there was a man that he's a United Airlines pilot, and he's accused of running a massive Houston prostitution ring. Well, I guess this guy didn't make enough money, so he was supplementing his income. And I'll read some of the article here. Now, this is really small writing, so bear with me. It says, Wallace is his name, ran at least a half a dozen brothels with approximately 6 to 10 women throughout the Houston area. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted. He's already been through court, and, you know, they've set bail at like $15,000. And Lester Blizzard, the assistant district attorney for Harris County, where this was all done, called the criminal business massive. He said it's the largest operation I've ever worked on.
Oh, wow.
I mean, there's some stuff involved in this, you know. This is the best part. This is how you supplement your income illegally. Court documents also show that Wallace accused of using East Tex Aero, his flight school and charter service in Porter, north of Houston, as a front to make sure the women who worked for him had legitimate employment records and financial statements.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy was into it. And he probably gave them child care, too. I would say.
So he had it looked like they were working there, but they were working for them.
Yes.
Oh my.
So he used his pilot school to do all this. So that they could investigators believe the women advertised their sex services online and paid Wallace $400 a week for those advertisements. Wallace is also accused of recruiting 5 women at a time And having sex with them before putting them to work as prostitutes, according to the Houston paper. I guess he had to check out their references.
Oh, gosh. I didn't hear that part. I'd seen
that. Oh, there's more to it. He just got an award from United.
How long did this go for?
Oh, I don't. I think it's been years.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, he had like 10 places, 10 apartments, and one of them. Here's the funny thing: one of them was where George and Barbara Bush used to live in the 70s.
Oh my goodness! Well, you know.
Listen, folks. There's ways to get away around the minimum wage and supplement your income. I'm telling you.
I mean,
you just do it legally. Don't do it with this guy.
Out of the box. Oh my goodness. Wow, that got deeper than what I've...
I'm sure as it goes further, the water always gets muddier when you start churning it up.
Oh, yeah.
We've learned that.
Oh, yeah. That's something I've learned.
Give me about
sure.
6 months and we'll have more for you.
Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, I've got a little funny. This comes from entrepreneur.com. And there's a few of these I can't read over the year. But it kind of makes me think, maybe I can after what you just read. But it is... An article written that says, totally real products that make you say WTF.
What the fudge?
Yeah. So there's this company that has created this thing called Bag of Farts.
I'd like to see them produce it.
Well, literally, apparently it is a literal bag of farts that smell like a hobo's rear end for the cheap price of $7 each.
Boop.
So, anyway, apparently it's a really big seller. So, thinking outside the box here, right?
I'm sure it's gag. No, that would be thinking inside the bag.
Maybe. I don't know. So, this is, and then there's a glitter grenade. Mm-hmm. So, the person gets it by mail, and apparently it literally explodes like glitter all over the place on the person you sent it to. It had to have been one day, hey, let's throw glitter on people. I mean.
Hey, they used to sell a pet rock, too.
I know. Well, and this one is entertaining. It's called Poop Cinders. It says, for anyone who wants to anonymously ship poop to your intended
target.
Careful
what you say.
I know. You have a list of options. You can choose from cow poop, gorilla poop, or if you can't decide, don't fret. The company offers a 1 gallon poop pack.
I'm sure that's a byproduct of the fart bag. Or maybe the fart bag is a byproduct of that. Would you think?
There's a ton of these things, and it's like, this really is, so apparently a lot of it is prank stuff, but you know, we've been talking about here, like, I know we're kind of making fun of, like, the guy with the thing, but, you know, I guess here, thinking outside the box, and if it works, and it does well, it's kind of like, remember Mike McCallowitz, the whole thing, it was the frozen poop ornament, yeah. Christmas tree ornament, I mean, really? But I guess if it works, it works, so, you know, sometimes entrepreneurship, they do think outside the box, and I guess I got to give them a high five for that. But
I guess.
WTF.
But, you know, there's ways to make a living. Yeah. And we won't go into some of them. No. And there's really some crazy ways to make a living. Do you remember the story we talked about last week, the Spanish civil servant that skipped work for years? Remember?
And then he showed up to get an award. Wow, yes.
14 years later. And he got paid, these 14 years. So... I thought, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. Well, then I get on the internet and I go, surely it has happened before.
Never seen
it. Oh, yes. Here's one, no show for 12 years, and they're in Virginia, Norfolk, Virginia. A community service board employee collected a salary with benefits for 12 years, never showed up for work. Several city council members said Wednesday, I know they had to choke that out to say that. Maureen Womack, the agency, now this is... Also, this is a taxpayer-funded agency, so it's not the government, but the government gives them funds to do a service and everything. Maureen Womack, the agency's executive director, said the chief fired employee, informed the Board of Governors, her agency, and asked city attorney Bernard Pishko to investigate it. Well, he investigated. Guess what? They won't talk about salary, but it's astounding to me, and I don't know what to say. I'm embarrassed. And here's the best thing. But this is just flat out terrible. And the government and the people demand and deserve an answer.
Oh, Lord.
After 12 years, I think they deserve an answer. What do you think?
Well, after 12 years, I mean, wow. You wonder about people. You know what? No, I don't wonder. I let it go.
Well, listen to this. This lady who fired him, his boss, came from Davis Behavioral Health Center.
And there it is.
That's the whole story. See you next week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.